Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, Miles. I had received a phone call from you guys, and it put me on hold for a while. I put my number in, you know, hit the 3 to be called back. They called me back, and then they hung up on me. So I've been on the phone calling you guys back. I believe that you were someone from Best Buy was supposed to come out and look at my refrigerator I just got today to hook it up and make sure it was hooked up to the water properly.
Okay, can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yes, it's 402-578-8656.
402-578-8656.
Correct.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay.
And the system is still searching.
Okay. I didn't get any paperwork or anything today with the delivery, so.
Okay. And this order is for Mary Brennauer at 11719 Lakeview Drive. That's Papillon, Nebraska, 68133. Primary phone 402-578-8656 with an email of APPLIANCE_REPLACEMENTS. At squaretrade.com, is this correct?
Well, that's not my email address, but that's the one that hooked you guys up for service.
Okay. I am showing that you're scheduled for our guys to go out to your residence on tomorrow for a waterline installation with the 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. time frame. And if you don't mind...
Okay, that's what I didn't know.
Oh, I understand. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and send confirmation to the installation office to let them know that you have confirmed your 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. time frame for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay,
that will be
let's
fine.
See here.
I don't think they really have to run a water line. They just need to check that the refrigerator line is ran correctly and is working.
Yeah, oftentimes if you report an issue to Best Buy, what they'll do is they'll create what looks on our end like an installation order, but it's actually a service call order. Whereas if it was reported to us first, we would set it up as a service call. But
okay.
Best Buy, in order to get us to go out, Best Buy just create, they don't have the ability to set a service call. So they just go ahead and set it up as a installation service, and that's fine. The most important thing is that our guys get out there and check on the install for you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's that late in the evening, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Day. Okay, that's fine. I'll be home.
Let's see here. And I've almost finished up that email. I'll just have to add one more piece of information to the email.
Let's see. Email is for Auto Trade. It's not my email.
Oh, the email.
That,
yeah, I'm sending this to a different email other than that. The email address, see, we're required here to confirm the customer's email address on an account. And
okay.
I'm still confused about why we have to confirm the email address because no one ever emails the customer except for, I mean,
yeah.
I don't, or if anybody else emails the customer, I certainly don't know about it. There has been a time when I've noticed an order and we were, you know, there was this lady and she was scheduled for an install and no one could get in touch with her. Or they were trying to get in touch with her to schedule her install or something. And there was like notes upon notes and attempt and attempt and attempt and attempt and attempt to call the customer. But nobody could ever get the customer on the phone. And so I see, huh. I get this account, you know, and I see that this we've attempted to call the customer like somewhere between 6 to 12 times. Nobody can get the customer on the phone. And we need to get in touch with her,
yeah,
so we can get her installation scheduled. So me being me, I just use not my work email, but another email I have set up for customer service. And I just I just emailed her to her email address. And she replied back. She said, you know, she has trouble getting with cell service because she lives directly under a cell tower. Now, how that works, I have no idea. When you live directly under the cell tower, but you don't have, like, the best cell service that you can possibly have because, your proximity is, like, right there. You know, you would think that would be,
yeah,
like, the best service you could possibly get. You're, like, right there. But for whatever reason, she has trouble with her cell service. So I was able to get her squared away by reaching out to her via email, whereas all the other people, they just call. Don't get her, give up. Call, don't get her, give up. Note the account, you know? So I was like, well, if everybody else has given up on the lady and they're not going to do anything but try to call her, let me send her an email, see how that goes. And I was able to get her squared away.
Yeah, well, this was set up by Auto Trade, you know, because my refrigerator went bad. They replaced my refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was totally out of the loop on that, but other than their email saying that they're replacing the refrigerator, so.
Oh, okay.
I got that squared away, but they're that's why you don't have my personal email address on there, is because Auto Trade set it all up.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you want me to add the email to the account, I can. But no one would send you an email if we could, because it seems like we wouldn't have any problem getting in touch with you by phone. So,
yeah, no, phone number's fine.
Okay, cool deal. All right, well, I've sent the email to the installation office letting them know that you have confirmed your time frame for tomorrow. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, that's it.
All righty. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good night.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.